This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. I've just left the Supreme Court of the United States. The issue, the Ten Commandments. Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We have literally, when I mean literally, we have just walked out of the Supreme Court of the United States, where I presented the oral arguments in the case of Summum versus Pleasant Grove City, of course, involving the display of Ten Commandments and a demand from a group called Summum to erect their seven aphorisms to counter the Ten Commandments. We're taking your calls from around the country, and then you look at this election and what does it mean for the judiciary. And folks, I just left the Supreme Court, so I'm looking at that court saying, what is it going to be like in the next 4 to 8 years? I'm going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you think this new administration is going to impact the whole issue of the federal courts, from the Supreme Court of the United States down to the district courts? Again, our phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, you were there. Quite an argument.
You know what? We've been talking about the executive order situation. Today, we're going to shift. We're going to start talking about the courts under President-elect Barack Obama. We just left the court. We literally just did some interviews outside of the steps and just came into our studio in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you something, folks. The preparation that goes into this, but also how important the Constitution is. Sometimes we disregard the Constitution. We say, well, these are our founding documents, but at the end of the day, they don't matter as much. But when you go to the Supreme Court and you listen to the debate on both sides of the issues, on each side, on each different justice of each of those nine justices, how important the Constitution is, and how many different parts of the Constitution all affect one issue.
We'll probably have the actual transcript from the oral argument put up on our website at aclj.org a little bit later. I literally, folks, I'm not kidding you, I finished arguing about 40 minutes ago. So I ran across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States, came right over here, because I want to talk to you about what Jordan was just saying, the Constitution. What does this mean for the Ten Commandments? Let me give you a brief report. First of all, the argument went, in my view, very, very well. Now, having said that, you never know how a case is going to come out. But I sense that the argument, the questions I was being asked about the Ten Commandments, what does it mean for the governments to display the historic fabric of our culture and society is significant. But I'll tell you this, and this is what I think you have to realize and you have to understand. These are critically important cases, and that means who's serving on the Supreme Court of the United States really does matter. So that brings the question, what does the court look like in the next 4 to 8 years? That is the real question that we're going to be answering from the political standpoint. I'll also answer questions about the case. Our phone lines are already jammed at 1-800-684-3110. There's a lot of other activity going on at the ACLJ. Questions are coming in about the situation in California and the marriage amendment. By the way, the whole defense of marriage issue could also end up right here at the Supreme Court of the United States. That's very, very possible. Then you have the issue of, are there going to be Supreme Court retirements? How does that play out? What does that mean legally? We'll be taking a look at all of these issues. But I'll tell you something, folks. And as I left the court, getting ready to go to the court today, walking across the street from our offices, my wife, Pam, took out a copy of the Constitution of the United States. It's the pocket-held Constitution of the United States. And, folks, that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the Constitution of the United States and our form of governance. And Jordan, at the end of the day, that is what we have to worry about being attacked right now.
That's right. And it was interesting to see today at the Supreme Court the interplay and how important the Constitution is. The fundamentals that you learn in school, in grade school, in high school, in college, and graduate school, and law school, that we've all heard before about the Constitution and our basic rights, the freedom of speech, and how complicated these issues can become, where it takes legal minds from across the country on both sides of the issues,
sure,
coming together all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, nine different judges, nine different minds, all having to come together and make a decision on these important cases that are not just ramifications for a city in Utah, but all the cities around the country.
It affects the entire United States. Folks, here's what we're doing this week. We want to make sure you know what the Constitution says and how our form of government works. We think that is something everybody we're listening to, we are trying to educate on in the next few weeks. We think it's that critical. So you go to your phones right now, and I'm going to send you Foundations of Freedom so you have the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, so you know what the Congress can do, the President can do, what the courts can do. 1-877-989-2255. If you want a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights, and you need to have it, you just call us at 1-877-989-2255. Updated information, of course, at aclj.org. But if you want that Constitution, call right now, 1-877-989-2255.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Just walked out of the Supreme Court of the United States, minutes ago. The issue, of course, was the protection of the Ten Commandments. This display in Pioneer Park, this group called Someone Wants to Put Up a Counter Monument. You've seen the video before. We've been in. Jordan and I went to the park. We talked to government officials. This is really significant. It's really important, and it's important to make a statement defending freedom in these cases.
You know, it is. When we got to go out to Utah, and we brought that to you on our television broadcast to see the size of the park, to see the size of the community, and how that city, by taking a stand and fighting this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court with our assistance, can make a difference for cities across the country, can cause a precedent to be written by the U.S. Supreme Court, a small city in Utah, all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it affects New York City, biggest city.
Yeah, that is the big impact.
And that's the great thing about the United States of America. We've got a lot of calls coming in the broadcast right about the Supreme Court of the United States and the election that just occurred in President-elect Barack Obama. Terry is calling from Rhode Island on line 5. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, sir?
Great.
I think what my comment is this, specifically about Obama. As we are well aware that people of the left wing kind of the ends justify the means. And what really concerns me, how easy it would be for Mr. Obama to persuade one or two more of the conservative members of the Supreme Court to retire in whatever means he could.
Let me tell you something. Let me jump right in here, Terry. That does not happen. These are independent branches of government. I appreciate your call, and that's why we need people to be reading the Constitution. The judiciary is independent. They are lifetime appointments, and they generally don't leave until they're incapacitated or until they pass away. They're not under political pressure to leave. So if Justice Scalia would receive a call from President-elect Obama, President-elect Obama could not be asking him to please step aside. That's just not the way it happens. And I'll tell you something. Looking at the court today, I don't see anybody stepping down anytime in the immediate future. I mean, they were very robust, including the oldest member of the court, Justice Stevens, who is almost 90 years old. So they were very robust. They were very engaged in the issues. But again, I think, Terry, you bring up a very important question, though, and that is we have to understand what the Constitution says about the separation of powers. What are the roles of government? And that's one of the critical things. And, Jordan, that's one of the reasons why we want everybody that's listening to get the Constitution. You saw it play out today at the Supreme Court of the United States.
That's right. You got to arm yourself for battle, folks, when you know that you're going to be facing uphill challenges. And we know that's coming. We've talked about the executive orders that Barack Obama wants to enter about abortion. And now we're talking about how the courts will be affected.
Yeah.
You got to arm yourself. And to arm yourself, it's to know the founding documents of our country. That's the Constitution, your Bill of Rights. It's your Constitution and your Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, we've also included the Gettysburg Address and the Ten Commandments, which, of course, was at issue today at the U.S. Supreme Court. We want you to call and get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Absolutely free. Our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go right to the phones. Leanne is calling from Kentucky on line 3. Leanne, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, guys. I've got Foundations of Freedom, and I love it.
Great.
My question
Thanks.
Is, you guys often do petitions, and I pray that there's only 69 days left to offer up a petition to Barack Obama to please reconsider his choices in regards to the partial birth abortion ban. If we can get a grassroots movement on multiple levels, starting from the church, using your radio ministries and other radio ministries, and get a national petition, what would Barack do if he got the 57 million signatures?
Yeah, let me tell you what. No, you ask a really ask a great question, Leanne. Let me jump right in here. First of all, the way to do this is going to be, it's going to be the Freedom of Choice Act, and he's stated. I think we have that soundbite. If we do, Eric, can we go ahead and play it?
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield. Well, the first thing I'd do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
Well, there you have it. I mean, so he says that's the first. Now, hopefully it's not going to be the first thing he does. Here's what we're going to do. We've got to mount a legislative challenge, which we're going to do. So, Leanne, rather than direct it right to President-elect Obama, we've got to go to the Democrats that have been elected to the House and Senate that ran as pro-life and make them stay firm to the commitments they've made. People like Senator Casey from Pennsylvania, who's very conservative on the life issue. That's going to be what's required here.
It is. And I don't think, I mean, we always will petition. You always petition your government. That's a right we have as Americans, and that's what we here at our Government Affairs Office in Washington, D.C., fight for very hard. And you don't give up those fights. But we've heard the clear. You just heard it from Barack Obama. You've heard those comments about the Freedom of Choice Act. And Leanne, Freedom of Choice Act, the main thing it does is overturn the ban on partial birth abortion, the federal ban.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama knows that. It will take more than a petition. It will take prayer. It will take a change of heart in Barack Obama to go back on a campaign promise he made to Planned Parenthood leaders.
Yeah, and that's, listen, he made a campaign promise, so we're going to have to be really vigilant. Again, the petition of your government for redress of grievance, which is what we'll do here, is a protected right in the First Amendment. Now, some of you are saying, I didn't realize that was under freedom of speech. Well, it's actually a separate clause of the First Amendment. And that's why, folks, I'm telling you this, everybody that's listening to me and are concerned about the direction of our country and how our government is supposed to function, you need to get Foundations of Freedom. It is that critical. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Excuse me. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. You need to know, with all of this going on, what the Constitution actually says.
Battles in the culture across the country. David is calling from California on line 2. David, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you very much. I'm very concerned about the government's ability to take away what we as voters voted on Proposition 8 regarding the marriage amendment.
Sure. Yep.
Do they have a right to do that?
We don't think so. Let me tell you something. I've got a team of lawyers. You know, I was at the Supreme Court of the United States literally arguing about an hour ago. So I ran across from our offices to the Supreme Court, came back, and I'm here for radio. But I've got a team of lawyers already working. In fact, one of the lawyers that's here with me in Washington is working on our brief to the court, the Supreme Court of California, to say the people of California voted. And you don't get to go against, you know, the governments are we the people. And they don't get this right to circumvent that through a maneuver in the court. So that's what we're going to be fighting against. It's a technical issue that's up there, but it's one that we will be filing a brief on.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Green is calling from Illinois on line 4. Green, welcome to JSecio Live.
How you doing, Jay? I'm just so proud. I'm honored. I'm a Democrat. I'm an African-American in Chicago.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm not any more for abortion than any other godly person in the world. But I think, and what I heard that you say, there's no hate in you. And see, when a wrong is wrong, I was listening to the Republican Party as we were doing the election. And when you hear all this hate, you ask yourself, how can these people say they're God? But right is right. And if we would attack a situation as godly people together under the confounds of our law and doing it by the law, I'm telling you, African American Christians would join on with you. 94% of African Americans have voted for Barack Obama because we know our struggle. But at the same time, we know what God requires of us. And if we could get together as a nation of one, God-believing, God-fearing people.
Well, Green, I appreciate you calling in. And look, as you know, and you sound like you've listened to this program for a long time, I never make these things personal. I mean, where I disagree with a candidate, whether it was John McCain or President-elect Obama, I was very clear. I do believe you're supposed to pray for those in authority, pray for those in leadership. But we've got to now confront the issues, as you said, that we're going to be facing. And we're going to have to confront some of those pretty aggressively.
That's right. I mean, I think exactly what you said, Green, was very important and very timely. And that is that as a country, first of all, we've elected a president overwhelmingly. Regardless of where you were on the political spectrum, Barack Obama is going to become president with a kind of mandate because of what happened in the House and Senate. That being said, you've got to deal with each issue as it comes. The criticisms of the campaign are over. We have a president-elect, and that means you try to work with that new administration as much as possible, as much as they'll let you, and you hope for change in, to use that phrase again, hope for change in the hearts and minds of these former candidates who are now entering government office again at the highest level, the executive branch, the president of the United States. And I think in Barack Obama, on the issue of abortion specifically, and we don't know it until he does it, but from what he said, it will take a massive change of heart. And it will also take really a change of those around him, the advisors, the Planned Parenthood folks who have supported him throughout his political career. I think it will be the issue that divides the Christian community and the conservative community from the Obama administration, the one that really puts a gap, almost a door that doesn't open, where people aren't going to be able to give him as much of a fair shake because of that.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plans out. But I will tell you this, when it comes to the Freedom of Choice Act, and that's, I think, coming, and you look at Supreme Court picks, I think it's going to be an aggressive joust, and I think we got to be ready for the fight, and that is going to be a significant battle that we're facing. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us here, get ready to take a break in a moment. I have literally left the Supreme Court of the United States, folks, just minutes ago. I mean, I was still arguing up to about an hour ago. So we've just been, not even, 45 minutes ago. And we've just finished the case. And the fact is that while I'm very optimistic, I want to encourage people to keep praying. And I want to thank those of you that have been praying for me and my family these last couple of days. Jordan could attest that it's been a very big challenge getting this ready, as they always are. And you spend tremendous amounts of time. Hey, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. But this is why, when we're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States, you need the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. You need our foundations of freedom.
Arm yourself, folks. This is the battle. It's already started. It doesn't start on January 20th at the inauguration. It started during the transition and these announcements about executive orders. Call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
The broadcast, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Phone lines are jammed. I have literally left just, I mean, moments ago, the Supreme Court of the United States, the case involving the Ten Commandment display there in Pleasant Grove City, Utah. We've showed that on the air before. In fact, we're going to be running this weekend, I think, on the air. We're going to be actually taking you to Utah where this monument exists. We'll talk to some of the city officials. So for you, watching television this weekend, I encourage you to go and tune in this weekend because you'll get kind of a behind the scenes on all of this. We're also, of course, offering our Foundations of Freedom. And folks, as I just left the Supreme Court of the United States, it just strikes me as even more important that we have access to the documents that are the basis for our government in the United States. So you call our toll-free number. I'm going to send it to you right away. It's Foundations of Freedom. So you have the Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Also, you can get updated information on all of what we're doing at ACLJ.org.
I encourage folks, too, to understand if you watch the television broadcast this weekend, which takes you out to Utah, and you've learned about this case, you've heard about this case, it doesn't take a big city. It doesn't take New York or Washington, D.C. to get all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, it's usually the opposite. It's towns like Pleasant Grove City, Utah. So regardless of where you're from, regardless of where you listen, things that go on in your town can go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And much like how we have a peaceful election process, we also have a peaceful court system with the Supreme Court who is able to handle these controversies. And it's a very incredible experience to see in person, obviously, the oral arguments. But we are giving you opportunities to understand what goes into these cases throughout the history of the ACLJ, but specifically now with the technology we have. So, folks, I encourage you to really learn about this case as we'll continue to talk about it, of course, when the actual opinion comes out. Let's go back to the phones, though. 1-800-684-3110. Sally is calling from Florida on line 3. Sally, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Thank you.
Hi, Sally. Sure.
I had a quick question. I heard the soundbite where Obama talked about he was behind freedom of choice in relation to abortion. Well, what about the fairness doctrine? Does he believe there should be a freedom of choice what radio stations carry what programs and what programs we're allowed to listen to?
Well, you know, he initially said that he was not in favor of, Jordan has the details on that, said he was not in favor of the fairness doctrine. However, Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, and Eric, I don't know, our producer, if we have that soundbite available. Let's go ahead and play with, this is what Senator Schumer said, by the way, about the fairness doctrine. Listen to this, and its impact with pornography.
The very same people who don't want the fairness doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
Yeah, well, there you have it. So, I mean, I think you're going to see that issue come up, and we'll be prepared. By the way, we're handling that in two contexts. One in court, the other will be the legislative process, but they could just get that through an FCC change. And Jordan, I know we're concerned about that because who he's got ending up as FCC transition is in favor of the fairness doctrine. Yeah, one of the originators in support of
that's
it.
That's right. You can learn a lot about a future president-elect and what they'll be like as president when you look at who they put on their transition team. And Barack Obama has placed a former FCC commissioner on his commission team, a former commissioner Rivera, who favored the fairness doctrine. And he is now putting together Barack Obama's FCC plan at the Obama transition. Now, what that means is that making suggestions for who should become the chairman of the FCC. This does not have to be something Barack Obama signs. It does not have to be something that Chuck Schumer signs as a senator. It passes through the Senate or the House, which may still be difficult. This can all happen internally through an agency at the FCC.
Literally with the stroke of a pen. And that's, again, I want to underscore for everybody that's listening to me right now. This is why you need to understand how our government works, the Constitution, because you got to understand the powers of the president, the Congress, and the courts. And the courts may become very vital here in knocking down some of these legislative enactments that encroach on free speech. And that's what I'm concerned about. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard.
Sydney's calling from California on line 2. Sydney, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Cindy.
Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
good.
I've got a booklet by Herb Titus called the Constitution a Christian document. It includes not only the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, it describes the relationship between and the admissibility of the Declaration itself because of the subscription clause and the history of the Gregorian calendar, how it relates to
You just mentioned the Declaration of Independence, and this is some of the things that are overlooked in history, and that's why in our booklet we have the Declaration of Independence in there. The fact of the matter is, on the Declaration of Independence, which is foundational, that's how we declared our independence, sets forth an overall worldview on governance, and then the Constitution is more of the bylaws of the corporation and how it operates. But you need to understand both to understand how the Constitution works. That's where the complications come in, and that's why you have to understand the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to really understand how the government works.
Let me tell you, as a law student, folks, after 200 years, over 200 years of the Constitution and the courts interpreting what these sentences mean, an entire sentence could become a line of 20 or 30 or 40 cases all the way at the U.S. Supreme Court. It gets very complicated, but it always comes down to the basics. It comes down to what did the founders intend? What are the meanings of the original words in the U.S. Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence, which is why you need to get your copy, folks. It's absolutely free. It's the foundations of freedom. You got to arm yourself for these fights, and you have to be educated for them as well so you can carry on those conversations and carry on the battle. Call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones. Gary is calling from Maryland on line 3. Gary, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, I got the Foundations of Freedom from y'all a while back, and I was reading it last night. And my question is, where in the Constitution does Congress or the President have the right to take our tax money and you know, overseas for a board?
It's called the spending clause. The spending clause of the Constitution, for governments to govern, they have to be able to raise money. Yeah, it was initially supposed to be a lot more limited, but to raise money to pay for armies and navies, to govern, to have transportation systems. That's the spending clause of the Constitution. That's where Congress gets the authority to make those determinations. And by the way, we've been tracking, as you know, because it sounds like you've been, Gary, excuse me, listening to the program for a while here, you know that we've been filing these spending bills in Congress because oftentimes there are riders attached to those which affect substantive decisions, everything from Planned Parenthood funding to issues involving the military.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we've got a situation here, and I predicted this on air yesterday, and I will predict it again, where I think Barack Obama through Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to some extent as well is going to push for more than double of what Planned Parenthood already gets. And that's just in Congress. We've already given of taxpayer dollars. That's $300 million a year. I predict they're going to keep working. They've already added another $50 million this past couple of years. They're going to work even harder. And there's a second prong battle that's going to go on with this administration. And we're not making this up. This is what the transition team is saying. And that's at the United Nations, where there could be increased funding through that mechanism. So two areas. And there's been no funding there currently internationally by the United States. Both taxpayer dollars use different ways to fund abortions overseas. Not the organizations, but the actual procedures themselves this money could go to.
Yeah, this is look, we've got a fight on multiple fronts. I've just left the Supreme Court of the United States. Listen, you can't rest on that. It was a lot of preparation. We're worrying about the case in California involving the definition of marriage. Jordan's leading up a team on this whole issue of the Organization of the Islamic Conference. We've got a team right now at the United Nations. We're defending a judge who's got a Ten Commandment display, among other things, on his wall in his courtroom. It's jammed. But all of this points to, and this is why I think it's important as we close this broadcast out, continue to pray for us. By the way, the Supreme Court will actually vote on this on Friday. Now, we won't know for months, but they go back into conference on Friday and actually vote on the decisions, what they're going to affirm or reverse on a particular case. So that'll happen Friday, so be in prayer there. I appreciate everybody's prayer for us today. Your prayers were felt, and I really appreciate it. And finally, let me encourage you to understand the way our government works and get our Foundations of Freedom so you understand the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. It's critical.
Call right now. Get yourself educated. Know about your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, the freedoms, the liberties. Call right now. Let's prepare for this battle, which has already begun. 877-989-2255. That's the number you call to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom right now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.